Soundless Sound. The other day, a group of young Christians, along with their Sunday school teachers, visited the temple. As usual, I explained Buddhism to them. Later, they asked various questions. One of the questions was, "What is that brown bowl on the altar?" They are referring to a large bronze bell. "That is a bell," I replied. "What is it for? What does it symbolize?" "Well, it doesn't exactly symbolize anything in particular, but if you wish to consider it as symbolic, then it symbolizes life. I'll let you hear the sound of the bell." I struck the bell, and everyone became so quiet. They listened until the very end of the sound. Then I remarked, "This is the way we begin our Buddhist services. Everyone listens to the sound of the bell, getting rid of extraneous thoughts and making their minds open and receptive. Most important, we are able to listen to the soundless sound." One of the teachers was very taken by this idea of soundless sound. I could see it in her face. She was thinking about it, and she finally asked, "What is this soundless sound?" I replied, "The soundless sound is the sound you have to hear yourself. It cannot be explained." She said, "Is there such a thing as a soundless sound?" I answered, "To hear the soundless sound, that is the Buddhist teaching." She was thinking quite hard. "Are we able to hear it?" "Yes, that is Buddhism." She persisted, "But can't you explain it somehow?" She was so intensely interested in that one phrase, soundless sound. However, all I could say to her was, "The soundless sound is one thing I cannot explain to you. Yet you do have the ability to hear the soundless sound." What is the soundless sound? The bell always sits silently on a cushion. Whenever anyone strikes the bell, it creates sound. Depending upon how it is hit, different sounds are produced, high, low, short, or long. There are myriad tones contained in that bell. From the bell's point of view, it responds according to how it is struck. There is one temple in Kyoto, Japan, which is famous for having a huge bell. On New Year's Eve, it is a Japanese custom for each temple to strike its bell 108 times to send out the old year and welcome in the new year. The city of Kyoto has many Buddhist temples. Consequently, many different kinds of bells are heard on New Year's Eve. However, the bell at this one temple is so huge that if one person strikes it, hardly any sound is heard. The clapper is a huge log suspended by 16 ropes. It takes 16 priests, all swaying together, to draw back the ropes so that the log can strike the bell. This creates a most tremendous sound. Every bell has the potential to produce hundreds of sounds and vibrations. This is also the way our life is. Each one of us is like a bell. We possess a capability of producing sounds according to how things of the world strike against us. Some of us produce sharp tones, others produce flat tones. All these sounds and vibrations result from an interaction between ourselves and our environment. All bells and all people have the potential to produce sounds. Each bell has unexpressed tones in it. Each one of us also possesses this unexpressed music. Each individual has the potential to create his own music. We are ever ready to produce sound. This is the soundless sound. Each bell, each individual has this soundless sound. My teacher, Reverend Akegarasu, was very interested in bells. In his house, he had a collection of bells from all over the world. There were bells of every size and shape, and bells made of all kinds of material: copper, clay, silver, gold. Perhaps my teacher was interested in bells because of the soundless sound each has. As for the soundless sound itself, as I told the Sunday school teacher, it is something to be experienced, not explained. Each person can hear the soundless sound. This is religion. It does not matter if the religion is named Christianity, Buddhism, Judaism, or Islam. Religion exists for anyone who is able to hear the profound sound, the soundless sound. The world of the soundless sound is such a beautiful, magnificent world. It is unique and yet universal. Find it, listen to it, live it.